Welcome to the Rocket Basketball Podcast. We have with us Coach Dennis Hodge, and we're going to discuss the upcoming games this week, which will be two district games, Trigg County and Lyon County. We will go to Lyon County on Friday, and Trigg County comes here on Tuesday. First of all, we'll talk about the victory over Livingston Central Friday night at Rocket Arena. It was Crittenden's second win of the season over the Cardinals and our second district win. Coach Hodge, it's always good to beat your arch rival twice in the same season.
It's good to get a district win. Of course, it's good to beat Livingston. I think they're a ball club that's getting better, though. They appear to be, to me, they're playing better. We were able to do some things defensively. We kind of took Woodward out of the game, held him to 8 points, and we couldn't keep Wright out of the lane. Austin Wright had 15 against us, but other than them making the run there in the third quarter, I thought we pretty much dominated the game straight through.
Austin Wright, you and I were talking about him. His mom was a pretty good basketball player.
That's an understatement. His mom was a really good basketball player. Stacy Calhoun Wright from Livingston County. She played against my wife. And from what I understand, also a very good softball player as well.
Did they have softball?
Well, I believe it was slow pitch. Pitch softball. And we'll have to confirm that, but I can personally confirm that she was an excellent basketball
player. She played on those good teams. Livingston had Larry Locke coach,
he
won
sure
the region.
Did. Lisa Tabor.
Years, yeah. The ball game against Livingston, Ethan Hill, I thought, had somewhat of a coming out type game in a way. Talk a little bit about Ethan. I know Aaron had several points. They really packed it inside on Bobby and Devin, and really forced these guards to show what they were all about, and they did.
Right. I think Livingston had a really good game plan. I mean, that's what I would do to us. They played us man. They come out and they squeeze the middle. And they forced us to shoot the ball from 3-point land or to for our guards to play, and we did. As far as Ethan having a coming out party, Ethan's averaging 10 points a game, and he's the most improved player in the district. I don't know what other coaches, how they feel about it, but he's been able to handle all the pressure that's brought at him as playing the one, and he couldn't do that last year, and it's just been through hard work, shooting the basketball, doing ball handling drills, that he's just made himself better. But, Friday night he had 14 points. He had 5 rebounds defensively, which was big for us. We'd like to see him take care of the ball a little better, had 5 turnovers. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that we have to be good at, and we're focused on getting better at down the stretch, is taking care of the basketball and limiting our turnovers.
Now, your guards will certainly be challenged Tuesday night when we play Trigg County again. They have as good a guard tandem as anybody around. The Nance boy is maybe the best player in the district.
Offensively, he probably is the best offensive player, scorer. He can put up 35 mm-hmm. any night. The last time they zoned us, what we have to be able to do is score against their zone and be able to keep Nance off the foul line. He's killed us by getting in the lane and getting to the foul line.
He's pretty good getting in the lane, too.
He's very good at getting in the lane. Yes.
And, of course, then we have Lyon County, who will play down there on Friday night in a doubleheader, and it'll be our last district game. And their guards are almost as good, if not better, than the Trigg kids. I know they beat Trigg County the other night down at Trigg County, which forced a tie for first place in the district between those two teams. And it's a war between those. They're a lot alike.
They are a lot alike. Lyon's a little bigger inside. But with Bobby Staples back at Lyon, back in the lineup there, that makes them much more athletic. I mean, they put 3 of the most athletic guards, comparable to anybody in the region out front. Yeah. If they could just get the inside presence to go along with it, they could compete with just about any team in the region. But
What do we have to do against these teams? It seems like traditionally teams that have these type of guard play are tough for us.
Well, I think, Chris, in basketball in general, if somebody has three good guards, it's going to make it tough for anybody. I mean, if you watch college or pro or anywhere, you know, but to say what do we have to do, number one, we can't foul. We can't give up 20 to 25 points at the foul line like we did last time. We have to be able to keep them out of the lane. If that means switching defenses, if that means picking them up at the inside the three-point line or at the three-point line, I mean, that's what we have to do. But with that being said, you take a guy like Jericho Wilkerson who shoots a three extremely well, or Nance, it's a lot easier said than done with Gardner sitting out there that can shoot to three. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a lot like when we had Jesse Hodge who could penetrate and Lake and Tabor sitting on the wing. If you want to help out, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, because we're just going to shoot to three, and that's what they do. That's what they do too, especially Lyon. If they get a lead, they just spread it out. Mm-hmm. And if you've got the athletes to do that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put them at the three-point line and let the point guard go one-on-one.
Teams are certainly well aware of our big guys, Knox and Clark, and they're concentrating most of their defensive efforts on those guys. But with Ethan playing well now and Aaron, and you're getting some good minutes out of a lot of other kids right now too. You want to talk about some of these other guys you're getting into the game? Young's playing a lot and Champion. And
yeah, as far as, you know, Friday night Landon come in, I mean, he only took two shots, but somebody went under a screen and he knocked down a three. And you know, when we can get we can get scoring from our bench, that's a big thing. Taylor Champion has been playing well off the bench, and Noah Dickerson has given quality minutes, and of course you can't forget Stephon. Stephon has been a huge addition to us, and a lot of times that's matchups or who gets in foul trouble. I know he only played about 8 minutes Friday night, did Stephon, but Bobby and Devin were able to stay out of foul trouble. So that has a lot to do with his minutes too.
And I keep waiting for one of these games where Travis Gilbert gets hot out there on the wing somewhere and starts popping some. And when that happens, we're going to be pretty tough.
Right. You know, Travis was 2 for 2 from the foul line. He had 5 points. And he had 4 rebounds in the game. You know, he did turn the ball over, one time, which is good. He had 1 assist, 1 turnover. Travis was 1 for 5, from the field. So, I'm the same way. I know he can score. Unchallenged, he's going to shoot 60 to 65% from the three-point line. When he goes out in practice on 100 shots, that's what he'll shoot, is somewhere between that range. We're the same thing. We're waiting for the opportunity for him to get hot. But with a guy like Ethan penetrating, I think you're going to see those opportunities come into play.
Okay, well, we've got a big week of basketball coming up, and we'll finish our district round robin, and then we'll go play the rest of the schedule, and hopefully we'll have a pretty good seat in this tournament.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Coach.